for your sting is your life. From this legend, the ancient Greeks demonstrated that when praying, one should never wish evil upon another. Zeus and the Tortoise. The marriage announcements were sent out. All the animals were invited to come to Zeus's wedding. On the day of the celebration, all the animals came except the tortoise. Curious, Zeus asked the tortoise why he had not attended the wedding. The tortoise answered, "Be it ever so humble, there's no place like home." This response angered Zeus. As a lesson to the tortoise, he commanded that he must now carry his home wherever he went. From this legend, the ancient Greeks illustrated how some people prefer to live a simple life at home rather than live it up at someone else's house. Zeus and the Greedy Ant. Long ago, there were no ants, just a greedy man farming endlessly in his field. Never satisfied with his own harvest, the man stole crops from his neighbors. The man's greed angered Zeus, so Zeus turned the man into an ant. But even the man's transformation into a lowly insect didn't faze him. The ant continues to this day, treading through the fields, picking fruits that others have grown and storing them away for himself. From this legend, the ancient Greeks taught that even if someone changes his appearance, his wicked nature remains. Poseidon, God of Sea, Horses, and Earthquakes. Introduction. Deep in the waters below Mount Olympus, Zeus's brother, Poseidon, reigned as God of the Sea. Poseidon was also known as God of Earthquakes and Horses. He was a greedy, moody, and bad-tempered god. Surrounded by dolphins, Poseidon's carriage was a huge shell drawn by seahorses. Clutched in Poseidon's fist was a weapon, the trident. With a strike of this three-pronged spear, Poseidon caused land to shake in violent earthquakes. With a wave of the spear, vicious tsunamis raged across the sea. Just as quick, Poseidon quieted the spitting sea, making it calm as a sea of glass. Sea serpents, odd-looking fish, and sea lions played around Poseidon's chariot. Creatures known as tritons, with bodies like men but with tails like fish, gathered around his chariot, blowing shells like trumpets. Legends surrounding Poseidon. Poseidon and Athena's contest. Long ago, Cecrops, the first king of Athens, wished to find a patron deity for the city. Poseidon and Athena, the goddess of wisdom and skill, desired to fill the position. Cecrops asked each deity to offer a valuable gift for Athens. Poseidon went first. Using his trident, he struck the earth with great force. Water gushed forth from the land, but it was salty and unfit to drink. Athena was next. She pierced the earth with her spear. Athena knelt and planted an olive branch in the ground. This branch grew into an olive tree and served as a symbol of peace and prosperity. This pleased Cecrops. He chose Athena as the patron deity and named the city after her. Furious, Poseidon cursed Athens, vowing it would never have enough water. And from that day forward, it never has. Poseidon and Demeter. Poseidon fell in love with Demeter, the goddess of agriculture. To discourage him, Demeter asked Poseidon to create the world's most beautiful animal. Poseidon tried several times to create a horse, but failed. From his attempts, however, came many animals. When he finally succeeded in creating the horse, Poseidon's flame for Demeter had already extinguished. Poseidon, Aegeus, and the Fatal Curse. There came a time when Poseidon fell in love with Astapelea, the sister of Europa. He kidnapped her, and soon Astapelea had a son named Aegeus. He became an expert wine grower, but was cruel to his slave. One day a slave, angered over the treatment he was